Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate a couple of birthdays and play some songs about Home Sweet Home. But to get us started, this past week, July 23rd, marked the debut in 1934 on the NBC Red Radio Network of the program Home Sweet Home, a serial drama which related the dramatic struggle of Fred and Lucy Kent and their son Dick for a home sweet home of their own. The other principal character was Uncle Will. So here to commemorate Home Sweet Home are some songs about Home Sweet Home, starting off with Charles Fulker and his orchestra.
Sinking. Evening, the stars are blinking. That's when I start a-thinking of home. Nighttime, the clouds are clearing. Nighttime, and I am nearing my time for love and dearing at home. Every night at 8, she meets me. With a little kiss, she greets me. That's what puts the sweet in home, sweet home. Hand in hand upon the doorstep, we're in heaven with one more step. That's what puts the sweet in home, sweet home. And when I sit beside that good old fireside, that's when I'll tell the world I'm satisfied. And when a little dark-eyed laddie says, gee, I love my mom and daddy, that's what puts the sweet in home, sweet home. What a beautiful, what a wonderful, what a marvelous song. There's no place like a little bungalow where pretty roses grow, a happy family. There are only three, nothing ever goes wrong. There's no place like home. And when we sit beside that good old-fashioned fireside, that's when I feel like shouting and telling the world I'm satisfied. And when that little dark-eyed laddie says, gee, I love my mom and daddy, oh, that's what puts the sweet in home, sweet home. Thank you.
where the sun sets in the sky. Flowers never die, where friends don't pass you by. Say, that's my home, where the folks say, how do you do? Bet they mean it too, where manners, love is true. Yes, that's my home. I'm always welcome back, no matter where I roam. It's just a little shack, but it's home, sweet home, where the Suwannee River flows and the shady pine trees grow. I needn't say no more, 'cause that's my home.
Some songs about Home Sweet Home to commemorate the debut on July 23, 1934 on the NBC Red Radio Network of the serial drama Home Sweet Home. We started off with Charles Folker and his orchestra and Home Sweet Home Blues. Record companies would sometimes go out on field trips in a mobile recording studio mounted in a truck in order to record bands outside of where the company was based. The visits by the record companies would be announced locally in advance. Artists and bands in the area would show up to audition, and selected bands would be recorded, usually in a rented hotel ballroom. After recording, the truck would return to the permanent studios where the records were manufactured and issued. In June of 1923, the General Phonograph Corporation, whose records were issued on the OK label, traveled to Atlanta, Georgia, and recorded Charles Folker and his orchestra. They returned in 1925 and on January 28th recorded Home Sweet Home Blues. Charles Folker was a multi-instrumentalist and played clarinet, trombone, violin, and piano. Later on in life, he became a piano tuner. Charles Folker composed Home Sweet Home Blues along with a song which became a big hit for the Gene Goldkett Orchestra, My Pretty Girl. After Charles Folker, we heard from Ed Lowery, whose career in show business spanned 50 years, and a song he co-wrote, That's What Puts the Home in Home Sweet Home, from 1928. Then it was Isham Jones and his orchestra from 1925 and Headin' for Home, and we finished up with Nat Ganella, his trumpet and his voice, and That's My Home, from 3333, March 3rd, 1933. On guitar in the band, Al Boley. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. We'll have some romance when we return right after this. Last week, July 24th, marked the first broadcast in 1933 of the radio serial drama The Romance of Helen Trent, the story of a woman who sets out to prove what so many other women long to prove in their own lives, that romance can live on at 35 and even beyond. The show continued on the air for 27 years and 7,222 episodes. Helen Trent was played for the first 11 years by Virginia Clark. In 1944, Julie Stevens took over the part and played it until the show went off the air. I have some recordings of a parody of Helen Trent entitled The Romance of Helen Trump that Dick Whittinghill did in the 70s when he was on KMPC. The takeoff had some rather colorfully named characters, and the show started off with the line, Around the corner and up your street. But anyway, here to commemorate Helen Trump, Trent, are some songs about romance, starting off with Dick McDonough.
Thank you. looking for love. You were the bright lights and a jasmine moon. I want the soft lights and a mellow moon. We could be oh so happy if you would give love a chance. But I see in your eyes what you are thinking of. You're just looking for romance, and I am looking for
potatoes. I'll find romance with no clinches. I'll find romance with no pinches. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. Clutches true love should have the thrills that a healthy crime has. We don't have half the thrills that the march of time has. I'll find romance, my good woman, my strong, aged in the wood. Woman, you never give the orchids I send a glance. No, you like cactus plants. This is a fine romance.
Some songs about romance on rapidly rotating records to commemorate the debut on July 24, 1933 of the radio serial drama The Romance of Helen Trent. We began with You're Looking for Romance, Dick McDonough and his orchestra with the vocal by Barry McKinley from May 18, 1937. Then it was Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians with Brother Carmen and the trio doing the vocal on A Fine Romance, recorded in Chicago in 1936. That was followed by the Burton Lane Sam Coslow song, I Want a New Romance, Isham Jones and his orchestra from November 2, 1937. A little bit different sound from the Isham Jones we heard in the first segment of the show. And we finished up that romantic set with a portion of a melody from OK America, My Romance, sung there by Frank Munn on April 14, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Your comments and requests are welcome, and we respond to every single one that we get. And with the show streaming online, we get them from around the world. The email address is glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll be back with the voice that had them fainting when we return right after this. This past week, July 28th, marked the birth in 1901 in Island Point, Vermont, of Hubert Prior Valley, better known as Rudy. He grew up in Westbrook, Maine, where his family had moved while he was still a child. His father, a pharmacist, opened a drugstore where Rudy worked as a youngster. Valley played drums in his high school band, but he dropped out of Westbrook High and joined the Navy in 1917. He was quickly discharged when the Navy found out he was only 15 years old. In 1919, Rudy Valley first began self-study of the clarinet, but after hearing a recording by saxophonist Rudy Weedoft, he switched to that instrument. After practicing 6 to 8 hours a day for about a year, he was able to play publicly on the stage of Portland, Maine's Strand Theater. Valley was so taken with Rudy Weedoft's playing that he began writing him, and after 8 letters, Weedoft finally replied. Valley, who had dropped out of school to join the Navy, re-entered and graduated from Westbrook High School. Now, no offense to anyone out there named Hubert, but if I were born Hubert, I'd be inclined to change my name. But Rudy Valley himself didn't change his name from Hubert to Rudy. In the fall of 1921, he entered the University of Maine and joined the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity, where fellow fraternity members, knowing of his great love of Rudy Weedoft's playing, nicknamed him Rudy Valley. In the fall of 1922, he transferred to Yale University. Yale, of course, is in Connecticut, which accounts for his later use of the orchestral name Connecticut Yankees. While at Yale, he worked for his tuition by playing his sax at country clubs, various social functions, and at the school dances. It was while playing with the Yale Collegians that he took to using a megaphone to enhance his slight voice. The megaphone became one of his trademarks and was copied by other vocalists of the day, inasmuch as microphones and amplifier systems were not yet well developed. In 1924, Rudy dropped out of Yale and went to London, where he played sax at the Savoy Hotel with the 8-piece Savoy Havana Band. He remained with the band for about a year, during which time he made records and was heard on radio broadcasts with the band. Here's Rudy Valley from the soundtrack of a 1932 Paramount short entitled The Musical Doctor, which also starred Mae Questel, the voice of Betty Boop. In the picture, Rudy is Dr. Valley of Rudy Valley's Musical Hospital, apparently a teaching hospital, because he's lecturing a group of medical students and offers them the following musical advice. Written by Sammy Timberg, you remember that name from last week's show, don't you? Here's Keep a Little Song Handy.
I don't care to what psychosis we ascribe each diagnosis or what cause of ailments we deduce. Just as long as songs can cure all, then allow me to assure all, pills and drugs have now outlived their use. No matter what the case is or its urgency, be prepared with this for each emergency. Keep a little song handy wherever you go, and nothing can ever go wrong. Keep a little song handy, sure as you know, sunshine will follow along. Any little single jingle that sets the toes a tingle is welcome when you mingle in any single throng. So keep a little song handy wherever you go, and nothing can ever go wrong.
Keep a little song handy wherever you go, and nothing can ever go wrong. Keep a little song handy, and sure as you know, sunshine will follow.
Sets the toes a tingle, it's welcome when you mingle in any single throng.
So keep a little song handy wherever you go, and nothing can ever go wrong.
In 1925, Valley returned to Yale, continued his studies, and graduated. During this time, he was playing sax with the football team band. After his graduation, he went to Boston briefly and then on to New York City, where he met bandleader and band agent Bert Lown. He and Valley formed a band, and in January of 1928, Bert got the band an engagement at a small cafe called the Hi-Ho Club, whence came Rudy's radio broadcast introduction of Hi-Ho, Everybody. In February 1928, Bert Lown talked WABC into broadcasting the orchestra, and these broadcasts brought Valley his first real fame. It was soon broadcasting 25 times per week and winning millions of fans. Following Rudy Valley's WABC radio broadcasts were a string of box office successes, along with engagements at New York's famed Palace and Paramount Theaters. In 1929, Rudy and the Connecticut Yankees traveled to Hollywood for the film Vagabond Lover. After completing Vagabond Lover, Rudy and the band returned to New York, performing daily shows at the Paramount and other theaters, then nightly shows at the Villa Valley, and three sustaining radio broadcasts, recording sessions, motion picture short subject films, and charity benefits. In 1939, after 10 years, Valley ended his immensely popular radio show. Early in World War II, Valley entered the U.S. Coast Guard service, where he toured leading a 40-piece band. It was placed on the inactive list in 1944 and returned to radio, broadcasting for 2 years with co-star Monty Woolley. He enjoyed a reprise in the 1961 hit musical How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying and recreated the role in the 1967 movie version. Rudy Valley continued to perform around the country right up until his death in 1986. Here are three from Rudy Valley.
Pretty girl is like like a melody that haunts you night and day. Just like the strain of a haunting refrain, she'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune.
She knew it wasn't right. She let him stay all night. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Outside. Shining bright on our small canoe. She said, let's row all night. I felt like rowing too. Outside, the stream was very wet. She looked at me and sighed. Though I know you hate to pet, I've got my mind all set. Either pet or get wet outside. Thank you. had come back unexpectedly. Outside the door began to crack. He must have lost his key. Outside he shouted, "Who are you?" "I'm selling ice," I cried. Then he yelled, "Say, that ain't fair, 'cause we've got a Frigidaire. Sell your ice outside."
Three songs from Rudy Valli, born July 28, 1901. We started off with a song written by Benny Russell. The name of the song? The Song Without a Name, from April 30, 1930. That was followed by Irving Berlin's A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody, recorded Christmas Eve, 1934. And we ended up with Outside, written by Frank Flynn, from January 31, 1929. The name of the program is Rapidly Rotating Records, and the name of the host is Glenn Robison. We'll be back to celebrate another birthday when we return right after this. Last week, July 26th, marked the birth in 1902 in San Francisco of Gracie Ethel Cecile Rosalie Allen. Gracie made her professional debut at age 3 1/2 with her three sisters, Pearl, Hazel, and Bessie, as the Allen sisters. She first teamed up with George Burns in 1922, and they were married on January 7, 1926, after which they played at the Palace Theater in New York. In 1929, they were a success at London's Victoria Palace and the Empire Theater in Glasgow, Scotland. They were also on BBC Radio for 26 weeks. That same year, Fred Allen was supposed to make a short film, but he got sick, and George and Gracie were asked to replace him. The title of the Burns and Allen Warner Brothers Vitaphone short was Lamb Chops, and I had the pleasure of seeing it last year at the Motion Picture Academy Theater in Beverly Hills. I wanted to play the song Do You Believe Me from that film, and I have it around here someplace, but I'll be darned if I could find it, so you're just going to have to settle for Paul Whiteman's version of George Burns and Gracie Allen's theme song, Love Nest.
Thank you. me your own. To have you would be paradise, I know. Your moonlight, your sunlight, your heaven alone. I'm happy, dear, because I love you so. What have you done to me? You're simply grand. You've worked your spell on me, so now make your demand. I want you, I need you, and if dreams come true, I know you'll want me just as I want you.
Two versions of Love Nest, which Burns and Allen used as their theme song. Love Nest was written in 1920 by Louis A. Hirsch, with the lyric by Otto Harbach. It's from the George M. Cohan musical comedy Mary. The first rendition was by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on February 10, 1928, with Bix Beiderbecke on cornet and the vocal, well, humming, actually, by the trio Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylord, and Austin Young. And we finished up with what was certainly one of, if not the first recording of Love Nest by Joseph C. Smith's orchestra in 1920. Joseph C. Smith was a violinist whose orchestra began recording for the Victor Talking Machine Company on September 25, 1916, and was very successful from 1917 to 1921. On June 3, 1918, Smith recorded Smiles with a vocal by Harry McDonough, which was probably the first dance record to feature a vocal refrain. In 1920, Smith's orchestra was Victor's most important dance band ensemble. The orchestra generally used 8 instruments, combinations of violin, viola, cello, trombone, cornet, and drums. But by 1922, Smith's sound went out of fashion in favor of larger dance orchestras and smaller ensembles such as the Virginians. His last Victor recording was made on March 16, 1922. Between then and 1925, he made records for Brunswick and for HMV in Canada. In between the two versions of Love Nest, we heard Charlie Barnett and his orchestra, and I Want You, I Need You. So, what does that have to do with Gracie Allen? Well, you may have recognized the vocalist as Harry Von Zell, who was, of course, Burns and Allen's announcer, both on radio and TV. He was also announcer for Fred Allen and for Eddie Cantor throughout the 1940s. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your requests and comments are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison, or by postal mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, as always, I do thank you for your very kind attention.